We've come to the place where everything is music. Everything is music. Oh, everything is music. Yeah, we've come to the place where everything is music. Everything is music. Let it play, let it play. Tell me, why do you stay in jail?
Well, g'day and welcome to the place where everything is music, the Music IQ podcast, the show where you get to test your musical IQ with me, your host and quizmaster, Anna Burke. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful week and are ready to settle in for some music trivia. It should be a real fun show today, one where you actually don't even have to remember the name of the song or who sang it or what year it was released. You just get to relax and have a listen. First up though, let us answer the bonus question from last week. I had a huge response. You guys really love those puzzle bonus questions. I do too. I'll try and think up some more for you. So well done to Joy, Nick and Carly, the Schirsch family, James and Laura, Marty, Jade and Ludo. Hope you're feeling better, Marty. And Michael, who all sent in the correct answer. And that answer was the singer whose name contains the vowels in order of E-I-E-I-O was Celine Dion. Well, you are listening to The Typewriter, which is a short piece of music written by composer Leroy Anderson, which features an actual typewriter as a percussion instrument. Look, I've done shows about guitar and sax solos in the past, but what I thought would be fun was to look at the more unique or unusual instruments that have been given solo status in the rock and pop world. Now, I'm not expecting that you would have heard most of the songs I'm going to play today, but what I would like you to do is, of course, turn those ears on and please name the instrument or thing that is being played in each of these clips. Good luck.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3.
When will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you crazy child.
Question 4.
Uh-huh.
Question 5.
Mr. James K. Polk, Napoleon of the Sky.
Question 6. Question 7.
Cool, calm, collected.
Question 8.
It's gone, daddy gone, love is gone away.
Question 9.
I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
Question 10.
For the bonus question, we are going to look at some more conventional instruments this time. I've got 5 songs to play that all feature a musical instrument in the title of the song. Take a listen, and again, I'd like you just to name the instrument.
La 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 la.
Style no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille.
And And you'll hear the answer to that in next week's show. But if you know the answer already, please send me an email to musiciquiz@gmail.com and you'll get a shout out on next week's show. All right, we'll go through the answers now. This was question number one, a song I could have included in the bonus round there. This is Squeezebox from The Who, and it's Pete Townsend playing a mean banjo solo. Question number two from Casey Musgraves. The song is called There Is a Light, but the answer I needed was The Flute. It would have been too easy to play Jethro Tull. Question number three, the instrument I needed was the accordion. Piano accordion, you could have said Squeezebox, even I would have accepted that. The song is Vienna from Billy Joel. But yeah, let's listen to some more accordion. Slow down, you crazy child. How awesome was this one? This was question number four. The song's called The Lumberjack from Jackal. And of course, what you're hearing there here is the chainsaw. Take another listen. And next up was Staying in the Tool Shed. This was They Might Be Giants with their song James K. Polk. And it features a solo by the musical Saw. Now, I'm not sure if you can use any saw to get sounds out of it like this, but yeah, this is the Saw. Question number six now from Wild Thing from the Trogs. This solo is, Zelda fans would have known this one. It's the ocarina. Now, I'm not sure who in the Rolling Stones plays the kazoo, but that's what you're hearing in this song. From the Stones, it's Cool, Calm and Collected. And yeah, it's a kazoo solo. I'm going to guess it's Charlie playing the kazoo. That's just a guess. I really don't know. One of my favourite albums of the 80s. This is the Violent Femmes. This song is called Gone Daddy Gone and some mean xylophone playing in this track. Be confused with the musical Saw. This is the electronic version of the Saw, I guess. This is the Beach Boys and playing the theremin. And that's that instrument you might see. It just looks like a antenna kind of thing, and you just kind of wave your arms around, and electronically it makes some really funky noises. And the last question here is from You're the Voice by John Farnham, which is one of those songs that every single Australian listening would know. Probably no one outside of Australia would know this song. But it features a great solo from The Bagpipes, which we'll hear again very, very shortly. But that is the end of the show today. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is musiciquiz@gmail.com. You can also follow the show notes for some links to how to support the show as well. Have a fantastic week. We'll catch you next time. Bye bye. If you're still listening this far, I've got another little bonus question for you. It must be something about Australians and the bagpipes. Can you name two other songs by Australian bands that also feature a bagpipe solo? Only the true diehards will get that one. Listening this far. Good on you. Bye-bye.